For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup. And they pour on to celebrate with Tim Thomas, their heroic goaltender.
That's NBC announcer Mike Emmerich calling it last night as the Boston Bruins won Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, their first hockey championship since 1972. The Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks in Vancouver 4-0, with Tim Thomas picking up the award for the series' most valuable player. Joining us from Vancouver is Helene Elliott, sports columnist for the LA Times. And Helene, the Vancouver Canucks were favored throughout the series. What happened?
That's the question that people in Vancouver will be agonizing over all summer. The Vancouver Canucks had the best record in the National Hockey League this season. They had gone to the lengths of hiring nutritionists and sleep experts and all kinds of help to try and get them through a grueling traveling schedule. They had thought they were deep enough and prepared for just about any contingency, but it turns out they weren't.
Well, Helene, your headline today said, "There's no doubting Bruins goalie Tim Thomas." But he seemed a bit of a doubting Thomas himself at the post-game press conference last night. Let's listen.
Everybody knows in this game that you have to continuously prove yourself. So I'm sure if I were to, for example, start out the season bad next year, that I probably with a cup would have bought myself a little bit of leeway, but it won't last forever unless I turn my game around.
Well, not only did Thomas win the most valuable player trophy, although you wouldn't really know that from that self-deprecating quote there, but that, you know, it was record-setting because it was a record-setting postseason. And at 37 years old, he was the oldest player to have won that honor. But he's taken a long journey to that, right?
Yeah, this guy has a very interesting history. He played college hockey at the University of Vermont, and nobody wanted to sign him, and he bounced around to a lot of lower minor leagues. He played in Finland for quite a while as well. You know, he was bouncing back and forth from team to team and continent to continent, and nobody was willing to give him a chance until he was able to stick with the Bruins. And he was past 30 by the time he made it and won a regular job. I think he was past 28 when he made his National Hockey League debut, and that's kind of old for an NHL player. But he's just an honest, as you say, self-deprecating, hardworking kind of guy. The kind of guy that you sit there and you go, you know, I feel good for this guy. This, no matter who you root for, this is a guy who earned this, who put in the time riding buses in the minor leagues and just never lost his sense of reality.
He's made it big now. You know, home ice had been a huge factor in the first six games of the series. But last night, it seemed like the Bruins took the Vancouver crowd out of the game early. What was it like to be in that arena?
I think it was just an incredible sense of people were stunned. Through the first six games, not only had the home team won each game, but the team that scored first had won each game. So people were waiting to see what would happen on the first goal, and when it was the Bruins who scored first, there's this sense of, uh-oh, we're in trouble. When the Bruins scored their second goal, it was just incredibly quiet and just kind of people going, this is maybe not going to happen. What are we going to do? How are they going to come back from this? And as we saw, I mean, the Canucks were pretty meek, and they didn't even make a concerted effort, really, to come back from that.
Well, let's go to the fan reaction to that, because after the game, disappointed Vancouver fans rioted, setting cars and garbage cans on fire. Was that kind of emotion expected?
Well, there had been riots here in 1994 after the team was in the Stanley Cup Finals and lost to the New York Rangers. They lost that one in New York. That wasn't in Vancouver. So I think police thought that they were prepared, but nothing could prepare you for the mindlessness and the mob mentality that reigned last night. That was the scary part. I mean, I hesitate to say that it was fans who did it, because I'm sure there were some, but I think it was mostly people just looking for an excuse to burn things and destroy, and just watching some of the video footage and just seeing some of the stuff last night, it's just scary what happens when you get people in numbers and who kind of just become part of this big faceless mob. I mean, just taunting cops and breaking storefronts. I mean, what does it have to do with losing the Stanley Cup that you break the storefront at the Hudson Bay department store?
That's a good question. And the Vancouver police say that it was attributed to only a few people who were doing that kind of behavior. We've been talking about the Stanley Cup final with Los Angeles Times sports columnist Helene Elliott. You're listening to Here and Now.